Whose quote is this? European consumers expect the food they eat to be safe and of high quality. They expect food to meet their nutritional needs, to be wholesome and tasty, and they value variety of choice. Consumers also expect their food to be produced and processed in accordance with good farming practices, with greater respect for the environment and for the welfare of animals. And they want to be informed in a precise and accurate manner about the composition, the nutritional value, the durability, and in certain cases, about the origin and the method of production of the food offered to them. Biotechnology will be a major driving force for future innovation, and we cannot deny the huge potential it may offer. Cheaper, safer, more cost-effective production in addition to significant potential benefits for agri-food production. Sadly, we in Europe find ourselves in a relatively poor position compared to our international competitors, largely due to the delays that have been built up since 1998. We must therefore act now to prevent the biotech field being permanently hindered by emotional reaction and apprehension, but without compromising on safety, public health, or the environment. There is little point in talking about innovation in the abstract unless we as a union can make sensible decisions based on thorough scientific assessment. Unless we embark afresh on this route, we can forget about increased competitiveness, consumer choice, jobs and wealth arising from green biotechnology. Such a scenario would stifle innovation and hand competitive advantage to competitor nations and trading blocs. Research is fundamental towards fostering an innovative agri-food sector. In this regard, could I urge all of you to seek to maximize the benefits that can flow from the new Framework Program for Research and Technological Development 2003 to 2006. Over that period, a budget of 685 million euros will be devoted to the priority theme of food quality and safety. This will help establish the scientific and technological bases needed to develop an environmentally friendly production and distribution chain of safer, healthier, and varied food, including seafood, and to control food-related risks.
Multiple choice questions. Number one, where does the speaker come from? Number two, what can you infer from the customer's attitudes toward food? Number three, what does the author think about biotechnology? Number four, according to the speaker, what is important for making sensible decisions? Number five, what is the purpose of the talk?